The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening. You are running with the Devil's Advocates. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. We can take your calls this segment then. Dr. Lewis Friedland is going to join us from UW-Madison at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, I know we're, you know, speculating about the questions Pat Cipollone, White House counsel, you know, the grilling he's going to take from the J6 committee. And we will eventually see the testimony. Could be just a few days, right?
Yeah.
Because next Tuesday, the J6 committee is back to doing live hearings, and we'll cover them right here. That will be a daytime hearing. And Dom's reporting that apparently a primetime hearing next Thursday, perhaps we'll confirm when we can. Also, I gotta correct the record. Yesterday, I said the Highland Park shooter had left his cell phone right across the street from my former office, and I had misidentified the location. You know, literally, it was up the street from my house.
Oh,
yeah, by the Wells Fargo there, the body shop next, the motor shop next door. It was right off University Avenue.
Well, that's some scary stuff, man.
So anyways, yeah, I mean, literally could have been looking at the park across from my house, the baseball game, the picnickers that day. Anyways, I hate to, you know, live in the past.
But you got to correct the record. I appreciate that, Curdy.
Because I did mislocate it yesterday. Also, Dominic, there's something we've forgotten about the next J6.
What's that?
Why, Lordy, there was already tapes. There was a documentarian, right? Did we forget about the documentary?
You know, I kind of did, yeah.
The documentary, Dom, it comes out on July 10th. So you can get a little preview. I mean, this has got to be great for the guy's documentary. Let's tell the story just briefly. On Thursday, Business Insider reported that Alex Holder, the British documentary filmmaker, who went behind the scenes during the former President Donald Trump's plot to overthrow the 2020 presidential election. Do you think that was kind of worked into the script? Hey, I know you guys came, but we're plotting this coup, and, you know, it'd be super cool if you
did it all. Great timing. You could see how it all works.
Well, apparently the documentarian has revealed new details about how the former president's children reacted to his loss in private. Holder, in a Tuesday interview with the Insider, described seeing a mixture of reactions, Dom, amongst Trump's three eldest children, Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr. There was an attitude that one of them would give, which was sort of incredibly bitter and angry about the end result, Holder said. Yeah. And then there were the other children who were totally in denial and would not even refer, discuss, or engage with anything to do with the fact that they were no longer in the White House and the catastrophe that had taken place earlier. Now, Holder did not elaborate on which of the three children had which reactions. Got to watch the documentary, Dom. That's a tease. Trump's two eldest sons, Don Jr. and Eric, have vocally stood behind their father in his unfounded claims the election was stolen, the report noted. In a string of text messages first reported by CNN, Don Jr., you remember Fredo, Dom. Don Jr. encouraged former White House counsel, former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows to pursue multiple paths, right? We have multiple paths.
Yeah, we own them all, or we control them all, something along those lines.
Multiple paths to overturn his father's election loss. In a separate interview with The Independent, Holder said that Eric was unconcerned about potential violence from the Trump supporters reacting to false claims of election fraud. In contrast, Ivanka and her husband, Jared, stayed tight lips in the final weeks of Trump's presidency while slowly distancing themselves from the administration.
Slowly back away from the body.
Now, Dom, here's the details in case you want to watch it. Catch it this weekend. Holder's documentary, which is scheduled to air on July 10th on Discovery Plus. Do I have that channel? I'm unclear. Where's Discovery Plus? I hope it's on my.
Oh, is that part of Paramount? I'm not clear. Or do they have their own? Is that owned by somebody else?
I think it's a streaming service.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have that one.
If it says Plus, you got to buy it.
Oh, well, I didn't pay the Plus. I have to wait till someone records it, puts it on YouTube for free dissemination, and then we'll give it to you courtesy of Discovery Plus next week. So anyways, it's playing out July 10th on Discovery Plus, and it has gained significant publicity after the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots subpoenaed his footage as part of their investigation. And this comes as Ivanka's conduct in the run-up to the January 6th attack has come under fresh scrutiny. Couldn't be the daughter, Dom. You know, the one that dad likes, dad's favorite. More reasons than one. Daddy, can I go with? I said, yes, you can. Anyway, she claimed in a deposition for the House January 6th committee that she agreed with former Attorney General William Barr's assessment, debunking Trump's conspiracy theories about the election. But privately, Dom, telling a different story. In 2020, she said she believed Trump should continue to fight the election results. Well, that is a contradiction indeed.
Well, and it comes down to the details. I mean, he did fight. They lost 61 out of 62 court cases. I mean, so to what degree and what was the timing of those statements?
They had already lost all those fights long before the January 6th occurred, right? I mean, yes. The false Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin, we talked about the fact. The real electors for Joe Biden were cast on December 14th. And the false Trump electors also, you know, committed their fraud on December 14th. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court had already closed all avenues, had already ruled effectively Joe Biden won the election. 4-3. Shouldn't have been that close.
It was close. Well, on the committee's hearing on Tuesday, one of the focus is supposed to be, a main focus, is the nationalist groups, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. And I think we kind of glossed over this with all the information coming out, specifically that those names are mentioned in the White House. I mean, imagine saying the Brown Shirts or something along, or the, you know, Hell's Angels or the KKK, my crew's coming out. I mean, if that's the case, I wonder if this documentarian has some of that as well.
Hey, Donnie, the Klan's here to see ya. They brought KFC. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We got a fine cast in the world headquarters. Dr. Lewis Friedland. More on the other side.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Is this a dating video?
Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can.
My Satan sense is tingling.